Sure.
Evan, the sukkah's down. We just need like 10, 15 guys after this year to just come move half the panels to the house. The first half was done. Everyone wanted to come to the shir, so if we could just, after the shir, help out. It'll be mamish 10 minutes max. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Shkai, everybody. The Isaac with the sukkah, it's almost Hanukkah, it's a big Indian. Still, Isaac with the sukkah. You can get Lulav Minasrogan by Ezra. Yeah. That's what he was just saying. Yeah. Okay, let's go. Let's learn. So I'm spending a few weeks, as you've seen, those of you who have been coming, these are to try to just work on certain sensitivities. Sensitivities when it comes to being able to have the right frame of mind looking at this inyan of Kedusha Sevris and our generation and our time, the Gavi ourselves, and with the children. And I'm trying to really arm you with Mayer Mekaymis, not only for yourselves and your kids, but Bechlal, many of you are working with other Jews, and it's important that there be a healthy mindset of Tavshin Ayin Tes, the Kedusha. And there's so many strange things that are being given over in this area that I just, it's so important that we have a clear and healthy way of looking at the way the Torah looks at the Inyanim of Kedusha. That's why I'm spending so much time on it. And we're going to the Inyanim of the Bris and the Halachas in Mitzvah Shem. But every week when I feel, okay, let me say to my speaker, then I say, one more, and we'll see. It's very, very important to have the proper... you know, they use the word now, there's hashkafa, so I'll use that word also, to have the proper hashkafa. The word hashkafa is just from the parashas, hashkifa. Hashkafa, by stam, was used, and hashkifa, the end of the Torah, means to look at something in a big way, from on top of a mountain, not in a forest, you know, or certainly not from a pit, down in a pit, but to look at it in a big way. And since this is such a big part of life, Kedushas Yisrael, we have to have the right mindset, the right hashkafa, the right way of looking at this inyan of Kedusha as it is now in our lives. So I want to learn this Torah with you. It's going on the pasuk that we were learning last week, but from a different tzaddik. This is the tzaddik Devi Amuna, the son of Rabbi Aralach, from Yerushalayim. Let's try to learn it quickly. There's a lot here. It's speaking mamish, speaking down the shamas. Varas haisa sova va'ochul is an astonishing medrash. Last week we spoke about the shtoimimus, when we look at ourselves and we see the tova vo in our lives, right? So here, the tzaddik begins with an amazing medrash. Some of you might have seen this medrash. Rabbi Avo Omar Metchilas B'Yosu Shal Olam Sof HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseihem Shal Tzadikim U'Ma'aseihem Shal Rishayim. At the beginning of creation, Hashem gazed into the future. Hashem looked into the future, and he saw Ma'aseihem Shal Tzadikim U'Ma'aseihem Shal Rishayim. He saw the Ma'aseihem, the behavior of the Tzadikim, the behavior of the Rishayim. And the Medrash seems to be saying, I mean, many, many things have been written about this Medrash. The Medrash seems to be saying that kivyochol ein yodeya, that it's as if it's unclear which does Hashem prefer, ma'aseim shel tzadikim or ma'aseim shel rishayim. That's the simple pshat of the Medrash. It's Eini Yodeya Be'ez Mehem Chofetz. Which does Hashem desire? Be'ez Mehem Chofetz. B'maisa Eilu v'maisa Eilu. Kevin Dechsiv. So what's the resolution of this dilemma the kilo, there's this dilemma that Hashem is having, or our trying to understand Hashem's way of thinking, kivyochel. So it's resolved, d'chsiv, v'yaru l'kim esar ki toiv, ah, boch Hashem, v'ma'asem shal tzadikim chafetz, v'enu chafetz ma'asem shal v'shoyim, ha'kim Hashem. So Kamash Malon, when it says in the Pasuk, v'yaru l'kim esar ki toiv, and the or, the lichtakait, and tzadikim is ki toiv, and the Torah says, no, tov is ma'asem shal tzadikim, so now we know that Hashem prefers the ma'asem shal tzadikim. If we would say such a thing, not only would we get thrown out of yeshiva, but they would make sure we never get to any other yeshiva. So Rav Vos says such a thing. Bechlal, in his name, is the Oisius Vohu. It's interesting also, right? It's going in the Pasuk, V'Oisius Sohu V'Vohu. Rabbi Abohu's name has the Oisius of Vohu. It's a very, very remarkable thing. So Rabbi Abohu says that there was this dilemma, because there's Or and there's Chayshech. We don't know which is the ideal. Fine. So then the Or is Taif. How could one even consider such a thing? That Hashem bechlal, that Hashem is chafetz ma'aser shoshayim, the behavior of the rishayim. Ma'haya havamina v'hasafik b'zeh. What's the havamina? What's the safik? And shehutzuch lahavi haychacham yakra, that we need to have the pasuk. Oh, see, it says by or kitoiv. So now we know that the or, the light, the tzaddikim, we know ma'asem shetzaddik kitoiv is good. So listen, when Shlomo Kalbach's yard site, you know? Huh?
It was Thursday.
Right? So, right. So, see, he used to always say, to try to get people to listen. So you have to really, really listen with the heart what he says here. Since we became Hashem's people, there have been all kinds of things that we've been through, Zmanim Shainim, different times. Hamashakam b'shtei tkufas. In general, in a very, very general way, there have been two different types of times. Of course, nothing is pure, but in general, two types of times. Ha'echad. There were years, unfortunately not so many. There were years when we lived in Eretz Yisrael, things were peaceful and good. And we were in a place of Roim HaMailas. We were in a higher place, an exalted place. Beis HaMikdash Al Mochayin, the Beis HaMikdash was built. And the Shechina was present in a very clear way in Yishalayim. And the Shechina was so beautiful. The Chelik of Am Yisrael during those years when the Shechina was with us in a very clear way. V'ashpos HaKadusha Nimshecha Aleihem Megilui Rav. And Kedusha was something that was open and was clear. Ve'yoysam makrivim zivchei rotzim l'reach nichoyach, and we had karbonis, kahanim b'avadosim levim shim v'zimram. V'yisrael b'mamadim. Things were the way that they were meant to be, and that they're going to be soon. And that's a small part, unfortunately, of Jewish history. It's not the impression, the overall sense that you get if you've ever taken a course in Jewish history from beginning to end, that's not the prevalent tone of Jewish history. So it was a small time, short time. And when Hashem's presence is revealed in such a wondrous and open way, the avodah was with tremendous and longing and great love. But even then, remember, there were problems. Again, on their level, there were problems. Because when the heart is open in such a way and there's such a presence of the Shekhinah, then everything is always Zeluma Zen. There was also a tremendous draw that Avodah Zarah had in those years. And if you know that area of the Har HaBayis, when you dig down, you don't only find pairs of tefillin and tzitzis, you find Avodah Zarah, and it was Jewish Avodah Zarah all over the place. Mamish by the Har HaBayis. But the world of Am Yisrael then was certainly the general sense of our existence was very much Shir HaShirim, Dick, you know. It was very much Shir HaShirim. It was a world of Yishakenim and Yishikos Piyu with Nevi'im, with Urim V'Tumim. As I mentioned last time, I don't know, it was Nischabur, we were talking about this, how the girl says, the Vilna Gaon said that we're not masik bechlal what it meant to be a simple Jew in the days of the first Beis HaMikdash. We can't be masik what that was. He said, not just we, he says that the Vilna Gaon said that. Meaning that we can't, even the greatest person can't be masik. What was it like? What was a simple Jew like in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash? Nechsefa v'gam kalsa nafshon l'davka b'yizbaruch v'chol leif v'nefesh ma'ayit. And Jews were filled with an unbelievable yearning and longing to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's one type of a tekufa, one type of a time that Jews had. V'asheini tekufas ha-galus, but the much longer time has been galus. Asher b'nei Yisrael shuyim b'toikef ha-galus amar v'ha'aruch, that b'nei Yisrael are stuck in a very, very difficult and bitter, long galus. Kfar overalem kol minei tzaros shmodos gzeiros, and so many terrible tzaros and shmad and gzeiros that we've been through. V'choshech yichase aris, and there's such a darkness that covers the world. V'chol inyin shebegdusha magia b'koshi gadol. You know, talking, and Ish Kodesh is saying these things. And he was saying these things in the Dalet Amos of where he was in Yerushalayim in those years. And he's saying that v'chol inyin shebegdusha magia b'koshi gadol, any inyin of kedusha, anything in kedusha, comes with such difficulty, with such difficulty. I was talking to some parents that the son is not keeping mitzvahs now. And the parents are very, very distraught for obvious reasons. But he's mamish, he has no shaychis, doesn't feel a shaychis. He has a strong shaychis, he's it, but he doesn't feel any shaychis at all. And the parents are crying to me that you know, he's dating a girl that's not from. And I said, I asked him, she's a Jewish girl. So the parents, she's Jewish, but she has no background. I said, oh my goodness. I have to put you in touch with some other people. She's a Jewish girl. She's a nice girl. She's a lovely girl. And she's Jewish? Yeah. I said, boy, you're lucky people. Now, I can't imagine myself saying this a few years ago. I would have said, she doesn't want to cover her hair? You know? What are we going to do? Can we break this up? You know, she's Jewish. Wow, you're lucky people. You can build anything from that. She's a nice girl. I said, she's humble, very sweet, very humble. Don't worry, they'll come back to it. They'll start keeping kashrus and Shabbos. Be nice, invite them over a lot. It'll be good. Don't worry about it. It'll be good. They'll be good. It's just the times that we're living in, you know. So the Rebbe says over here, Inyan shebekedusha megiya b'koshi gadol. Every Inyan b'kedusha comes b'koshi gadol. It's hard. Every Inyan of kedusha comes b'koshi gadol. Allah has come of a common when it comes to the Inyan of kedusha. That's what we're talking about. The kedusha of Yosef Tzadik is b'koshi gadol. So hard. Utsvichim lulchem tamid im akoiches aroyim b'chol oiz v'satsumois l'bal nikosh l'chas v'shom. We have to constantly be at war with all the koiches of Ra that are so strong that we shouldn't chalila, we shouldn't fail. U'befrat b'tkufa seinu b'ikvash et ha-Mashiach, especially now that things are winding down, we're at the end of time. Asher choshech is gaber b'yeses se'eis, that the darkness is so thick. People are not even, they're not even hearing his chaskas. You try to give chizik to people, they're like, yeah, you know, they're not hearing it. They're not hearing their schaskas. They're not makabel the chizik, their schas. They're not makabel it. And certainly, in such a tkufa, the one that we're living in, that our avodas Hashem has chashivas, such chashivas, and is so exalted in Hashem's eyes, more than earlier generations. Many of you know that Reb Chaim Vital himself spoke to the Ari HaKadosh about this, to his Rebbe. When the Arizal told Reb Chaim Vital that his neshama was in the Madrega of Rebbe Akiva, the Reb Chaim Vital's that his neshama was Rebbe Akiva Dick. So Reb Chaim Vital was shocked by that. That Rebbe Akiva? And the Arizal told him that bizmanim elu, that in our time, you should know that where we're holding to be a Jew, where we're holding now, to be a Jew like you, like Rabbi Chaim Vital, you should know that this is this Madrega of Rabbi Akiva. Mizmana. In other words, people like us that are trying to keep Shabbos and to daven every day and to bench and to be good, we're trying. With all the stuff that we're messing up with, these are our generations, because everything comes b'koshi gadol, that our avodah has unbelievable chashivas in Hashem's eyes. Just to be, like the Rishonim said, just to be a mammon before Mashiach comes, is like holding on. He says the climbing. One version is this: climbing a glass wall, like climbing a wall of glass. Another is that it's heavily Mashiach, is that there's a rope and the rope is shaking very, very, very hard, and people are falling off every second just to hold on to the rope. When the Rishonim said, which I've mentioned before in this year, but the Rishonim said that in those days before Mashiach comes, any Jew who believes in the Rabbanu Shalom, will be so great, and he said a few times, so great, and everybody was waiting, and then the vision to put his hand on his beard to give a siman, it will be like me. Like me, like the vision. In those days before Mashiach comes, if you believe in Hashem Yisbarach, because every single thing now comes b'koshi gadol, with such difficulty. That's what I've been saying all along. When your kid doesn't want to get out of bed to go to daven, that's not the same as when you didn't want to get out of bed. You also didn't want to get out of bed. Maybe if you were the type to jump out of bed, but many of you didn't jump out of bed to go daven. Whatever you remember, if you can, because there's a lot, we forget stuff when we get older. But if you could remember how the bed was holding you in, right? A little bit, how the bed was holding you in, and when the prospects of going to shul, like, didn't excite you. Whatever you felt about the bed holding you, your kid feels 10 times more than that. And that's not even, it's probably more, the bed holding him in. So our problem is with judging, the kid says, come on, I went to shul, I went to shul last week. I gotta go, again? How many times? Okay. So you're thinking about yourself. And I gave this talk, to my son. Of course I told him. So my father, Zaidi would come in and say, Ya moid, chai moid, says my father, wake me up. I was an aliyah. But he never let me sleep past 6 o'clock, ever. On Sunday also. My father said to him, Zaid, are you a Jew? That's what he said to me. Why are you lying in bed like that? I'm sorry. Why are you lying in bed like a guy? It's already 6 o'clock in the morning. That's how I was. That was my Sunday morning wake up. I'm not joking. Zaid. You have nothing to do? Are you lying there like that? No, I saw a triple feature the night before. And we got home like at 4 in the morning. No, I still can't put my head down because I was sitting in the third row by the movie with my friends. And of course, it's, Ya Amoyd, Chai Moyd, Shemod Chai. Okay, you do that now. The father gets a bullet between his eyes. There's nothing to talk about. And I got up. So then I expected my kid, I'm not waking you up 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, and I don't have these kind of expectations. But, you know, there's to get up, to go daven, but Sibra and so on. It's a different, not from now 40, 50 years ago. That's whatever you felt that you wanted to stay in bed, your kid feels much, much more to stay in bed than you felt. Whatever little interest you had in shul, your kid feels less interest than that in shul. Again, there are exceptions to that, of course. If you have such a kid, Ashvecha, Ashvecha, V'tayvlach, he's daven. Thank you, Baruch Shalom, every minute. But it's not so pashut. It's not so common. So therefore, what the Arizal told Rabbi Chaim Vital was that you should know that because of the Kaishia, and that was in the time of the Arizal, that because of the Kaishia that we're talking about, 16th century, that because of the Kaishia of the Avaida, to do anything, that these generations have a chesivus and a mile, he said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, with our trying to keep mitzvahs. Vagam shemach mezgor lachashkus vizgarbus koiches hara ain on yichalim lias devukim by yisbaruch shemoy v'yahaver abba, even because of the chayshuk, because of the darkness, we don't even know he talks about devekas, about kedusha. We don't know b'chalal what that means, to have a rabba, to have great love for Hashem. Come up by yes hamikdash amachan, the way that it was when there was a bais hamikdash, or the way that it was, whatever, 100 years ago, we don't know. Mikomakom yeshal kadosh baruch hu tanug v'nachas ruach mi'itanu. Nevertheless, the Baruch Shem has tremendous tanug, pleasure, and nachas ruach mi'itanu, b'mesha onu mischazkim, v'oimdim v'nisyonis ha'atzumim. That we're mechazik ourselves and try to be able to be there. V'oimdim v'nisyonis ha'atzumim. With tremendous nisyonis that our Zaydis and Elta Zaydis and Babis, they didn't have these nisyonis like we have. So it says at the end of Chumash in Parashas Hazino, it says there in the Shira, Yimtzeiyu be'eretz midbar. Now the way Rashi says it means you were found in the desert. Yimtzeiyu be'eretz midbar. Pirush Rashi oysam motzeloi ne'monim be'eretz hamidbar. Meaning that the simple shot Rashi says is that I found you, that you were faithful to me while being in the desert. You were faithful to me, but the emes is, Yimtzeiyu is speaking more about future generations, as opposed to Motzasi, Yimtzeiyu. V'l'chara ma'ashayach v'zaloshen mitzia, that's number one, with the diktuk. And then also, what's the mitzia? What does it mean, I found you? Hashem is saying about B'nai Yisrael, I found you in the desert, and you were faithful to me in the desert. I found you. Hal mitzia hidaber shaba behesach adaz. A mitzia is something that is behesach adaz. You don't look for something that's lost. You find something, and you find it. So what does it mean, yimtzeiyu, that Hashem found you? Hashem doesn't have behesach adaz. Umay hesach adaz, shayach kan. What's the hesach adaz? With the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he found us, but he lost, he found. What does that mean? Omnam heinin hu de bizman ha-golus, but what's the saying is not a regular lost and found. Heinin hu de bizman ha-golus. It's talking about being in the desert. But the simple pshat even, you don't have to say this, talking about the desert of Yitzhias Mitzrayim, when we left Mitzrayim. It's talking about the desert in the future, in golus. De bizman ha-golus, shebnei Yisrael, heim bebchines shruyim b'midba shmama, the desert means any time Jews are living through a time where Kedusha is something which is not obvious, where Kedusha is something which is very hidden, where Yiddishkeit feels very dry, like you're living in a desert, and you don't see any sign of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in your life. And the Korches of Ra are strong, but nisyonis and some tremendous nisyonis. V'im kol zois heim ne'emonim lo yizbarach. Yim tse'eyu be'eretz midbar. Hashem is speaking about Jews that he finds in the desert. It's kivyochel called the hesach adas. It doesn't mean Hashem has a hesach adas. It means ha'yizu lefon of yizbarach be'bechines mitziyah. Haba be'hesach adas. It's compared to something that's hesach adas, but it doesn't mean literally hesach adas. It means wow. Unexpected, unbelievable, like Rabbi Leibovitz says about Vanoich Motzah Chayin Bein Hashem. Also, it's in the lashon of Motzah Chayin, because he was living in a crazy time. Noach, crazy, and the whole world was sick. And Noach Motzah Chayin. Also, there was a Metzias Chayin. The Baruch Shalom found such a thing called Noach, and even though it says Noach Motzah Chayin Bein Hashem, but in Hashem's eyes, Rabbi Leibovitz talks about this. There was a Metzias. Metzia doesn't mean that that Hashem doesn't know. It means that Kivyochel Hashem is saying, this is something that is absolutely above and beyond what the rest of the world is up to. And that's called by Hashem a Metziah. I found you. The whole world is sick, and I found Noach the Tzaddik. The whole world is a Midbar, and Hashem finds Jews like us. That it's something that's, it defies reason. You and I, that we're trying to keep mitzvahs, mamash is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. When the Baruch Shalom looks throughout the whole world that he has over here, and he stops over at a couple of shuls and Bat Midrashim in a couple of places, and he sees Jews that are sitting around talking bechlal about kedusha and trying to hold on when the rope is shaking. So it's behesach hadas kivyochel. L'chein yokem oy b'nei Hashem chashivusam v'chashivus avadosam. Therefore, when Hashem finds a metziah like that in the desert, it's very chashiv to Hashem. Such a metziah to find in the desert. It's very rare. It's very chashiv. So the tzaddik, the divrei emunah, suggests that maybe this is a remez. Rabbi Abahu is speaking on behalf of all Jews who feel the tohu vavohu of where we are. It's Rabbi Abahu. V'aretz ha'isa so vavohu, elu ma'aseim shel rishayim. It doesn't say elu rishayim. It says ma'aseim shel rishayim. So the Rebbe says, Roimez al tkufas ha'galus is hinting to the time of galus, she'ozu zman his gabrus ma'aseim shel rishayim, where the world is ruled and run by ma'aseim shel rishayim, the behavior of the wicked. It doesn't say that there's a half a minute that the wicked are preferred, but there are times in the world that are called ma'aseim shel rishayim. That the whole world is ma'aseim shel rishayim. It's overrun. And there's a way of life that's acceptable. There's a way of life that's called ma'aseim shel rishayim. Doesn't mean Hashem, this doesn't mean that Hashem prefers a rush over a tzaddik, but there's something that's called, there's a way of life where that's called ma'aseim shel rishayim. V'yom l'kim hi'or, el ma'aseim shel tzaddikim. What's that referring to? Ha'inu tkufis beis ha'mikdash, kishah Yisrael shuin al ma'asam. Like the time of Beis Hamikdash when we went to Israel, Shayos Gili Elakus Vizgabus Maaseim Shel Tzaddikim, there were times, short periods of time, where Maaseim Shel Tzaddikim, where the day was carried by Maaseim Shel Tzaddikim, where it was a world of Maaseim Shel Tzaddikim. Even if you take this a step further, 40, 50 years ago, if a person walked around in the street being dressed in a disgusting way, the world bechlal wasn't garis, that you understand. The world wasn't the world of Maaseim Shel Tzaddikim. Even the non-Jewish world didn't respect that. If you spoke to, if a boy and a girl went out, there was a certain respect. There was a certain etiquette and respect that our kids are not growing up with, that we didn't already grow up with. But 40, 50 years ago, 60, 70, 80 years ago, people, there was a world that, even though, of course, there's always bad stuff going on, but the world, there was a ruach of ma'aseim shel tzaddikim. There's a ruach of a certain kind of a way of behaving that's called ma'aseim shel tzaddikim. Avol ein yodea be'ezem hem chafetz. Now let's go back to Rabbi Avraham's Medrash. Ein yodea be'ezem hem chafetz, which is more dear to Hashem. Elo. Hine lo yomar Ibn Rishayim of Tzaddikim. The Medrash doesn't say, does God prefer Rishayim or does God prefer Tzaddikim? That would be sacrilegious. Does God prefer the Rishayim over the Tzaddikim? What kind of business is that? Doesn't say that. Kizeh eno safik b'vadei chofetz b'tzaddikim. It's not a question that Hashem is chofetz b'tzaddikim. That's the tachlis. Elo omar im b'maise elu. Daika. V'koy ala voidas b'nei Yisrael b'tkufas his garbus maise Rishayim. It's talking about when it's a time that's called Midbar, desert. It's a time that's called Maaseim Shel Rishayim time. And in that overall picture of Maaseim Shel Rishayim, the Baruch Shalom sees Jews who are not ideal Jews, but who are Jews that are trying to pass their tests, that are that are trying. Tainu tkufas hagolus kanal. Asher havamina, asher havamina, shechofas Hashem tkufas hagolus yoyse. That perhaps there's something in Hashem's eyes. Perhaps tkufas hagolus is something that's more dear to Hashem than the tkufa of Beis Hamikdash and Mashiach. There is such an inyan. This is what I'm talking about. Because when Mashiach comes, it says in Kehelis, Yagi Yom Hashem Behem Behem Chayfetz, that I've mentioned many times over the years, then it says in the Pasuk in Shir Hashim, Tashuri, Merei Shamana, that we're all going to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and the Medrash says that we're going to stop by a mountain that's called Har Amana, from Lashon of Amunah, and every Jew's going to stop off on the way from Golis into Eretz Yisrael to go to meet Mashiach. We're going to stop off at this mountain called Har Amana, that's the border between Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to look down from that mountain, and we're going to look back over Golis, over Hungary and Persia and Bavel and Germany and Poland and Yemen. We look back, we'll take one last look, and we're going to give, this Ram said, we're going to give a krechts. Chazal said, we're going to give a krechts. And we're going to say, those were bad places. We had a rough time in those places. But we gave him a lot of nachas ruach in those places, you know? Like we stuck it out. Where are we going to have that in Yerushalayim? How are we going to have that with the Beis HaMikdash of Mashiach? That kind of pleasure, that naches that we gave the Baruch Shalom, you know, like I was in Midtown Manhattan and I walked away from the street, I went up into a building to Daven Mincha, where am I going to have that now? Like we're going to miss that. No, it sounds crazy. Like sometimes you have a situation where you get stuck Shabbos in some weird place, you know. It's like Zayr, that every Jew has to have that at least once in his life. He gets stuck some crazy place, the car, whatever. And now the cars are better. It used to be that it happened like every month. But now the cars are better. You can lease a car, right? So you have a couple, you know, you can get a couple of miles on them. The cars that we drove 50 years ago, it was like, you know, every time you pulled out of that the driveway, it was like 50% you'd get to where you're going. You weren't sure. So there were these Shabbos. We had stories over my wife and we had the mice and we had the Shabbos, you know, a few times. In the middle of nowhere, and just to try to get off the road and to get to something, to find, is there a Jew in this place somewhere? And, but you remember that Shabbos your whole life, that you made a Shabbos for Hashem is Baruch in such a place, and you had a box of cereal, you had some peanuts in a bag, and you made a Shabbos somehow, you made a Shabbos, and you davened. And so those Shabboses of Golis are memorable. So we're going to give a last look over Golis and say, where am I going to give you such a nachas ruach like this, like that Yiddishkeit that I gave you when I was in Golis? That even though I was going through this crazy stuff, I still said Kriya Shema Lamita. After this disgusting date that I was on, and I did such terrible things, but I got back, I gave a krechs, and I said Kriya Shema Lamita. Where's the Baruch Hu going to take such a Kriya Shema when Mashiach comes? Where's he going to have such a Kriya Shema? You know, there's a talk about sacrilegion. There's a sacrilegious vart from Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka that like the Misnagdim lose sleep over. It's such a mechaya. Yitzchak Vorka said once that there was a very wonderful baltula in Vorka that was davening in Kippur, and the vidu was very, very beautiful. The nusach of vidu was very beautiful. And Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka said, Rabbi Shalom, what would you do if Jews didn't sin? Where would you take such a nice vidu? Isn't it good that they're yidden to do a various? Because where would you get such a vidu if not? If we wouldn't sin, you would never have such a vidu. You hear this word? Sacrilege is not so geschmack. Where would the Baruch Shalom have such a vidu from if we didn't sin? You see, it's a good thing that we do some various. This way you could take such a beautiful vidu. But he was saying a deep thing. He wasn't saying it's good for Jews to sin. And just like Rabbi Avraham was not saying it's good for Jews to sin. But there are Jews who are trying not to sin when the rest of the world is deep, deep in the dirt. And Jews are trying not to, and they're struggling with stuff. And on that's called Masem Shoshayim Ben Yedei Bezman Chofetz. Which is better? That time or the time of Beis HaMikdash? Which is better? Ben Yedei Bezman Chofetz. He's making this point. Of course, the maskon is, in the end, we'll all come back to Yerushalayim, it'll be good to get out of this stuff. Just like when we give that last krechts, looking over by Har Amana, we'll look back at Golis and we'll give a krechts, and we'll say goodbye to Golis, and we'll feel a twinge, but then we'll move to Yerushalayim and we'll say, okay, now we're going to go to Yerushalayim, it's going to be great. But the Medrash is making this powerful point. That's what it means. The koyel of Avodas Bnei Yisrael b'tkuvas is garbos ma'aseh v'shoyim ha'dahinu k'tuvas agolos kanal asher havim l'shachofes Hashem b'tkuvas agolos yosef kevin she'oz yesh ma'alav v'chashivas Yisrael Avodas Bnei Yisrael kanal. Or Shema Chafetz Yosef. Or maybe Hashem, you know, the preference or Chafetz Yosef has a greater desire for the avod of the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Kevin Shaz Yechel Miyaz Dvukim Beis Baruch and Jews are all Dovik Hashem and so on. Yosef Mizman Agolus Kanal. There's a term like this in Koshen Samaga when he speaks about the time that we were in the Midbar is called, as opposed to the Dar Midbar, as opposed to the Dar by Haaretz that we don't find such lashonis. Well, this is called the time of the mid and the midbar. We had all these miracles. It's still called achor ba'achor because we had miracles and Hashem's presence was obvious to us in the desert. But in our desert that we're in right now, Hashem's presence is not obvious. And the Kosher Zemagid says that later on, when we would no longer have open miracles and we were no longer like it was back then when we left Mitzrayim, that's called panim b'panim. That's called facing Hashem face to face. It's a deeper relationship that you have when it's not clear and it's not obvious. It's a much deeper relationship. When everything is very good, Chasna Kal, it's a big deal that they face each other. Chasna Kal is a big deal that they love each other, they get married, they're on honeymoons, it's a big deal. So the depth of the relationship is davka revealed when it's not pashut, when you don't see that person's love in an obvious way and you still stick to her and you take care of her and she takes care of you. Again, everybody wants it to be nice. And in the end, it's the best thing is that it's nice. But the Yakrus, there's a certain value to what that was when we were not so happy with each other, but we stayed with each other. There's something about that there's a chefetz. It doesn't mean that it's better. It doesn't mean it's the tachlis. It's not the ideal. And at the end, the ideal is ve'alekim esarik hitayv, that the light is good. But there is something very, very deep about that. About the kinyan that there is that takes place, davkit during the time of Golus. In a marriage with kids, what your kid sees that if he's going through a hard time and you stick with him, that's much, 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 much bigger than when everything is very good and everything is great and everything's lovey-dovey when he's like, you know, when things were easy, like when he was six or something. And then, and you thought that this is the height of our ahava between me and my kid because, you know, we hold hands all the time and he loves me and we're going on this trip, we're going on that trip and he's jumping on my lap. Any debates and chofetz. Later on, when it's not so pashut, and he's going through some chayshach and galus, and you stick with him, with all of the difficulties, that's a big nisai. And the love that the kid sees in the father during the difficult times is much more chashiv than when he saw you playing around when he was a little kid. Much more chashiv. Unfortunately, a lot of kids don't see that, so they begin to think that the fathers don't love them. Because of how the fathers sometimes treat them during galus. But if you stay with your kid during galus, if you stick with your kid, you don't let go of your kid during Golus. It's a certain kinyan that's very, very great that you can't acquire when you're in the Beis Hamikdash with your kid, when everything is going well. It's not the same thing. Of course, you want that it should be Beis Hamikdash with the kid. And in the end, it'll be. But the inyan of Ezebahem Chafetz, Yosef, where's the Chafetz? Where's the Yakrus of the relationship acquired? Where is it something that becomes real and deep? It's not by Shavuot Brachos, you understand. When the Chassan makes a speech by Shavuot Brachos, I always talk about these speeches, you know, these speeches, Chassan makes Shavuot Brachos. You know. It's hard enough to listen to the old guys get up and talk, and then you got to listen to the Chassan talk to everybody about the meaning of marriage. He's married for 3 days and talks to you about the meaning of marriage. And then you see you see all the adults like looking at each other like... Ahinfa kaparis, you understand? It's just like the chickens looking around. Hey, how's it going? Right before kaparis. Great to be here. What are we doing today? Going for a walk? What are we going to do today? The chicken right before kaparis. And the guy standing there with the challah for the night. That's the chassan gets up there. He says, well, marriage, the meaning of marriage is loy toiv hayois adam levadoi. Koshe kekriyas yamsuf. And I just went through kriyas yamsuf by the chassan of my parents. Paid $150,000 for my kriyas yamsuf. So, any day of Eizim Hem Chafetz, the Rabbi Shalom The chayfetz is something that doesn't mean it's ideal. We want this to be good. The children, the parents, the husband, the wife should be gevaldi. But the chayfetz, that already is something. Where do you find out who you are? Where do you find out what your relationship really is? What it's made of, and whether or not it's real. That's dafka by golas. That's how it is. The next column. We all know the maskani is, but Hashem wanted to teach us a lesson. The tzaddik is saying, to put it like it. Oh, I don't know which is. Of course, the maskani is that masem shel tzaddikim, and it should be based on hikdash and mashiach, and everything should be great. Same thing with our kids and our families. Everything should be great. That's the tachlis. Not Yimseyu Beretz Midbar, not to be in the desert. The tachlis is to be in Yerushalayim. V'yavdu mitachesh toikikus atzumah v'ahava rabba, should be gevaldik with ahava rabba, and no, the nisyonis don't mean anything to us. They're not nisyonis. So, of course, you want a kid that's like the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim's not interested in these nisyonis. He couldn't care less about them. They don't bother him. Of course we would like that. And that's the tachlis. But v'yoyse chofetz Hashem shubnei Yisrael admos ha-mikdash al-machonot, true. V'im oivdom ha-yisei yisbarach madrege al-yoni b'dveikis, and everybody's serving Hashem madrege b'dveikis. That's the tachlis. V'kash she'yeh bez Hashem yisbarach Hashem b'yiz gol tzedek she'yisuk an oilem b'malchus Hashem b'malchus shindalot yud v'chol yisrael yudvukim Hashem lo'ilem v'ed l'netz ha-netzachem. But v'hine shtei b'chines halaldu shayachem gam b'protis ha-odam. Now the Rebbe goes and says, of course these two tkufis are not just in history, but in every person's life. Every person goes through different times. We'll go over 5 minutes. That'll also be a gollus for some of you. If you have to leave, so then leave. We just need to finish the Torah. Sometimes a person's going through a time of godless. Moichin the godless. It's great. And you feel Hashem, with people leave up suchen, lime a dibur, tariu, tfilu, the funniest bark, the gagun, and your davening is good, and it goes good, and the learning is, with, you know, with gagun, and stoikos, and magish, tanag, the chias, rochni, but tariu, tfilu, you enjoy davening, enjoy learning. But then, yesh, tkuf, shes, mani, katnas, but there are times of katnas. Hashem, nitol, mito, yasuris, that you don't have it, you don't have any yasuris, and nitol is taken from you, you don't have it. Voraluki, ven a magish, tan, the chias, but tariu, don't feel any time, any taste, any chias in learning. This tremendous, crazy nisyonis chashkus veini to yadeya adma. Eifu nimtza ba'olam. Where? Eifu ani ba'olam. Eifu, where am I? You don't feel bechlal. The kashul of tach pivla from Mizbech, it's hard to open your mouth to say one Jewish word. Umargish nefila v'yirida v'timtum alev m'rirus. And all you feel is a nefila and yirida timtum alev. The heart is totally numb. Merirus, bitter. And when you're in that tkufa and you mechazik yourself and you try and you to do what you're supposed to do, that's called yimtzeiu beretz midbar. It's called a mitzia. V'avadoso chshuva b'shamayim ad ein chek. V'nem chazal b'shosh al demitzayu shchina maloshim. Turn over the thing. Ameres kalanim yoresh v'kalanim yisrael. Chazal say that when a person is a mitzayu, when a Jew is suffering. And there it's talking about a Russia that's being taken from Mises Bezdin. And a Jew is suffering. Even a person, let me say, you know what I mean? You know how hard it is to be chayef? You can be chayef Mises, but how hard it is to actually have to be killed by Bezdin? It wasn't so posh. You have to really, really, you know, the Edom and Hasra, and you really have to work hard to. That's why it hardly ever happened that the Bezdin ever killed a person, right? So you hear with such a person, the Shechina is crying. Kalanim Yeroshi, Kalanim Yisroi, Hashem Kivyochel is saying, my head is hurting me, my arm is hurting me, Tfilin Shal Rosh, Tfilin Shal Yad, Hashem's Tfilin, because Hashem's Tfilin says how much he loves us, it's hurting him. Ki Hashchina Kadosh Mishtatefesh B'tzaron Shi Yisrael, the Baruch Shal feels the pain of Jews. Even the slowest Jew. Henk Shemegil Ham Tzar, Minyoni Gashmias, Behen Minyoni Ruch, Hashem feels our pain when it comes to Inyonim of Gashmias, the person doesn't have a Parnasa, or whatever else, or he's sick, whatever it is. And certainly in Ruchni, so she zoh be'emes ha-tzar, ha-yoyis ha-godol l'var Yisrael, k'shamagish atzim ruchag me'Hashem, the biggest tzar is when a Jew feels the pain of being far from Hashem, and Hashem feels that, Hashem knows that you're feeling that pain. It hurts you, it bothers you. That you're not feeling any chiyas, and you're davening, and you're learning, and you're mitzvahs, you don't feel any chiyas. Lachen hagam shebizmani akatni yisei shmaila v'chashivas yisei l'avadis b'nei Yisrael kanal. Mikomokom li'idach giyisei yesh kivyochot tzar l'shchina ha-kadosh Hashem tzteres v'tzar v'tzarosan shal nafshi Yisrael. So even though there's great chashivas when a person is going through that difficult galus in his life, but Hashem Yisbach feels that pain. Of course, He wants it to be good for us, that we should feel good, and we should feel close to Him, we should feel achiyas, and so on. Me'ata yiru el ever p'neinu divi ha-medrish rabba hanal. Let's just finish this Torah now. So now we can understand the Medrash in a deep way. When it says in the Pasuk, complete emptiness and desolation. Maybe the time of darkness in your life is greater in Hashem's eyes, or chofetz. He has a desire for that. He oz choshev yosel v'nei yisbarach v'doshu by Yisrael. Hamisrapik l'av yisbarach v'shoyv v'kol mechisu m'sachem abdilim ben l'ven koinai. Hamischazik v'vados yisbarach v'amun b'tmimis. That's the greatest thing. Maybe that's the greatest thing, that a person breaks down all of these mechitzas. And he pushes himself to try to have some kind of a kesher with Hashem, despite the goal that he's in. Came the chsiv elokim esar ki toiv, having by ma'asem shatikim chavis. Now the Pasuk says, kamash malon, that what? That Hashem is with us in this feeling of, like, we don't want to be in Golas. Hashem feels the pain of our Golas. Hashem prefers for us. Hashem wants that we should be able to have Or Ki Tov. As valuable as the Golas and the Choshech is to Hashem, and our Avoda during Golas is to Hashem, Hashem wants us to be able to enjoy with Hamikdash and Mashiach and Toiv and Or. Kibit Kufas at Soros Vachashkus Tsarlis Baruch Kanal. Hashem feels the pain of even a Rosha. Vagam Shemuchach Larval Kol Odom Gam Tkufas Rosmani Katnas. Even though it's true, every person has to go through Katnas. Vagam Chashuv Moibit Kufasu Avdosh by Yisrael. And Hashem's, the Avaydus Hashem during those times of Katnas is very Chashuv by Hashem. Omnam Adif Lefanavis Baruch Hatkufas Rosmani Gadlis Kanal. But still, Hashem's Baruch wants. Ultimately, we should all be able to get to Yerushalayim, not to be stuck on the other side of the mountain, but to be in Yerushalayim. Nidroshes hakos of Aretz Hayisatov Avoh Rames Al Chum Bez Hamikdash Kanal from this kind of Milua. All of the drushes took about the four Golias and all the tzaras the Jews are going to have in Golas. The tzaddik ends by saying that they've all been already completely. We've all lived through them. From this kind of Milua, all the stuff has already been done to us. We've been through all this stuff already. There's no more bad stuff that's waiting for us. It can't be. What Jews have been through, all the gzeiros and the shmadas already. Now all we need to do is to wait with great longing for that time when the end of the pasuk is going to be revealed. Hashem will say, Yehi Or. Rebonu Mushukla La Osilova Kidroshis Amedish Rabba now, the Yerosan Shaniskal Zebukar, maybe I mean, Amen.